A Lewski and some pierogies.
Two dogs and a fry.
Peanut butter cheery from Dozen.
We do not have a restaurant, it is just a truck. We built it in our backyard, which is pretty cool. It took us a year to build, and now it's out on the road.
They started Frank's Cherry downtown 8 years ago. I think it was about 4 years ago. They were, like, stagnant. So they're just like, we just need to do something else. So they came out with the truck. It really helped them push it forward. We only carry three different kinds of dogs here and only one feature just because of space. We only have two people working big events here. So one person makes the dogs.
Here's your other French fry.
We have a lot of fun just selling pierogies all over town. We only sell pierogies, stuffed cabbage, and halushki. Usually we also sell frozen pierogies. We have 10 different kinds on the truck at any time to take home.
It's booming a lot since we're at the big screen at the Pens games. It's definitely more known that there's food trucks and they're getting more accepted.
We actually live right here, so we come to the games and get food because it's a nice, quick way to eat and it's local stuff. And they have good prices.
Yeah, I've eaten their stuff down in the church, so I know it's good stuff.
I think what makes it successful is we take the food to the people instead of people having to come to you. A lot of people, they get really excited when the food truck's like down the street from their house. Something unique that you don't see all the time, and they just really enjoy it. My name is Lynn Zarnicki, and I own the PGH Pierogi Truck.
My name is Todd Caldwell, and I am a Frank's Cherry Food Truck Manager.
Two standards, one with kraut. There you go. Have a nice day.